Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, South Carolina. And you can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs here in Greenville or elsewhere. And please, just a reminder, as always, leave a rating, review, subscribe to make sure you don't miss future episodes, all of those good things. And that's all that I ask for you guys, generally speaking, in support of the show. That and use me as your realtor. Those are the only things that I ask of you guys, so I'd appreciate if you could do that. Today, we're going to be talking about local markets within the Greenville County market. Okay, so we've been talking, we look at the market stats pretty much every month. We've been talking about that a lot. We've been talking about how prices are staying high. We've been talking about how days on market are going up. The sales price versus percentage of list price. We've been talking about that dynamic, all sorts of different things like that. But that's for the entire greater Greenville market. Today, I want us to take a little bit of a deep dive, and we're not going to spend a ton of time on each submarket, but we're going to take a little bit of a micro deep dive into multiple different very important markets to see what is happening in each different submarket here in Greenville County. And the reason why that's important is because when we look at the metadata, it doesn't tell us the full story. Again, it tells us what's happening in the entire upstate, but it doesn't necessarily tell us what's happening in this area of the upstate, in Simpsonville versus Greer versus Traveler's Rest, all of these different things. And so I want to take a minute to dive into these different submarkets, and I have a way that I'm going to do this. This is a great episode. If you want to watch this on YouTube, look up Selling Greenville Podcast, and you will find it on there. You can also search for my name. You can find Stan McCune on there. But if you're listening to this, I'm going to try to make this as listener-friendly as possible. The vast majority of my audience is listeners versus watchers, but this would be a great episode to watch on YouTube. And by the way, if you are watching on YouTube, you'll see me look down. I have some cheat sheets here that I will be referencing. It's exactly the same data as what you guys are looking at, except that I've marked up a little bit. I've printed some things off and marked some things up. So what we're going to be looking at today is the market conditions addendum report. By the way, I want to say this. I've had a lot of people reach out to me, a lot of agents reach out to me lately from other companies, which is highly, highly rare. It does not happen every day that a realtor such as myself receives calls from other realtors strictly for the purpose of asking for advice when it comes to their clients, asking for advice when it comes to thoughts on data, things of that nature, how to do this, how to do that. I just want to say, if you're an agent listening, I honestly did not know until fairly recently that there were very many real estate agents listening to this content. So first off, thank you if you're doing that. But secondly, if you'd be interested in potentially being on a team and for me being able to mentor you and help you grow your business, reach out to me and let me know. That's all I'm going to say about that for the foreseeable future. But again, my contact information is in the show notes for all of you agents as well. All right, we're going to jump right in here, and we're going to talk about a report that the Multiple Listing Service, which is run by Paragon Software in Greenville, a report that we're able to run through that software. And this report is generally used by appraisers. It's not a report that you hear too many realtors throwing around very often, but it's a report that occasionally I will look at just to kind of get a gauge on the market. Well, in the 4+ years that I've been, well, not 4+, we're going on about 4 years. Maybe it is 4+. I don't know. I've lost track. The past 4 years have been crazy. But roughly speaking, 4 years I've been doing the show, I've never talked to you guys about this report. It's called the Market Conditions Addendum Report. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that it says Fannie Mae formed this, Freddie Mac formed that. Some loans require for this report when an appraiser is doing their appraisal in order to kind of gauge what is happening in the market the past few months, the past few years, et cetera, et cetera. What this report does is it takes a bunch of data for the last 3 months and then compares it to the prior 4 to 6 months, to the prior 7 to 12 months, the prior 13 to 15, 16 to 18, 19 to 21, 22 to 24 months. So it's a way to break down what's happening essentially each quarter, except it's not broken down by quarter. It's assuming that the past 3 months are, you know, are a quarter for the purposes of this report. So I'm recording this show on March the 4th. I just ran all of this data today. So this is all based on the previous 3 months and then, you know, everything else that I have in here. It's all centered on March 4th as the final date. And so so that'll be helpful for you guys as you're listening through this. So here's what this report, for those of you that are listening that can't watch, here's what this report looks at. It looks at the total number of comparable sales. It looks at the absorption rate, which is the total sales per month. It looks at the total number of comparable active listings. It looks at months of housing supply, okay, which we talk about a lot on the show. It then looks at the median comparable sales price, the median comparable days on market, median comparable list price, median comparable listing days on market, and then the median sales price as percentage of list price, which is another metric that we talk about a good bit when we go over the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors market stats. All right, so that's an overview. I will walk you through this. We're going to be looking at 12 different markets, so I'm not going to be spending a whole lot of time per market, otherwise we could be here all day. But we're going to start with the one that you're looking at right now is Five Forks. We're going to start with Five Forks. This is the trendy suburban area of North Simpsonville, just east of Woodruff Road and all of that. And, or I guess you could say Woodruff Road kind of goes through Five Forks. But Five Forks, what is happening in Five Forks right now? So let's start by looking at the total number of comparable active listings. Currently, according to this report, 115 active listings. What is that? What is happening in that category? Okay. This report looks at whether all these numbers are increasing, decreasing, or are simply stable. Okay, so what does that mean? When it comes to active listings, if a market is slowing down, you would expect active listings to go up. And that is what is happening in Five Forks. We're seeing active listings are increasing. 115, the prior 4 to 6 months, they were 89. Before that, it was 94. The prior 7 to 12 months, active listings. And then we could keep going. Even if we go back to the year before, it was increasing that year as well for the year. So we've gone from 94 active listings for the first half of the past 12 months. Now we're up to 115. So we're seeing more active listings than what we've seen in the past. In terms of months supply of inventory, we're also increasing. 3.25 months supply of inventory compared to the previous 4 to 6 months was 1.84. The previous 7 to 12 months was 1.89. That's a pretty sizable increase. Even if we go back the year before, the highest that it tapped out at was 2.33. So Five Forks clearly slowing down, generally speaking, when we're looking at this data. What about the median sales price? That is also decreasing. It's at $457,000. That's a decrease from previous 4 to 6 months was $466,000, and the prior 7 to 12 months was $475,000. And so we're seeing that sales price go down. Guess what? When appraisers look at that, they're not going to be, if they're looking at a house in Five Forks, right, and they're having to pull this report, that's not a good thing. If you're a seller in Five Forks, you want to see the median sales price increase because that's one less argument that an appraiser has against your house. Seeing what's happening with this dynamic currently would lead an appraiser to conclude, as I've already said, that the market is slowing down. We see that again with comparable sales days on market. That's at 30. That's a big increase from prior 4 to 6 months. It was at 9. Prior 7 to 12 months, it was at 6. All of last year, or the prior 24 months, it tapped out at 22. So we're seeing that increase. What about the comparable list price. Well, we're seeing the list price increase too. And so that's obviously very interesting because the sales price is going down, but the list price is going up, okay? It's up to $486,900. It had been at $485,000 for the prior 9 months leading up to this. So only a slight increase, but still an interesting point there. Basically, prices are staying very similar in Five Forks, but we're seeing the median price, the list prices are staying stable, but we're seeing the median price in terms of sales going down. And so again, this shows a cooling of the Five Forks market. And I have personally seen this. This matches what I personally have seen in the marketplace. In Five Forks. What about list days on median comparable listing days on market? That's also increasing. It's at 39. Now, it was at 50 the prior 46 months. So you might be like, well, why is this increasing? Well, because it's looking at the full 12 months that we're talking about. It doesn't compare each quarter exactly the same. It wants to see, has it been increasing or decreasing over a 12-month period of time? Well, if you go back the prior 7 to 12 months, it was 24 days. And of course, last year, it was actually much higher. But when we're just looking at the past 12 months, it's gone up from 24 days on market until sale to, and that's listing days on market up to 29. So again, an increase in both the days on market numbers that we're looking at here. I'm not going to get too in the weeds on what the difference is between those two things. Just understand that both are increasing. Days on market is going up. Median sales price as a percentage of list price, that is decreasing. So sellers are getting less than what they have it listed for than they had before. If we went all the way back to the prior 7 to 12 months, that was at 100%. Sellers were getting 100% of what they had a home listed for. It's now down to 98.49%. All right. So that is Five Forks. Five Forks, clearly cooling. All right. Let's go to the next one. Now, I've got there is no clear order to how I'm doing these. It's just kind of as the spirit moves. Next, we're going to look at Overbrook. And I'm going to try to suppress a sneeze here. Okay, I think I successfully suppressed that sneeze. Sorry about that. Okay, Overbrook. This is the next one that we're looking at. I'm going to put my sheet down here. What's going on in Overbrook? And you'll notice that I'm not really going to pay too much attention to, if you're looking on YouTube, I'm going to ignore the first two rows, total number of comparable sales settled and the absorption rate. Those are going to be decreasing across the board for all of these, and that's just the product of the lower inventory environment causing lower sales as well. These are just going to be decreasing across the board, so I'm just going to ignore those two. But let's look at total comparable active listings. That is increasing. Now, Overbrook, you'll see the numbers are much lower for Overbrook than for Five Forks, right? This number for Five Forks was, let me look at that again. When we were looking at the total number of comparable active listings, it was 115. For Overbrook, it's only 14, right? But that's an increase from 8, which is what we saw the prior 4 to 6 months, and 8 as well for the prior 7 to 12 months. So we're seeing active listings increase because homes aren't selling as quickly. And we really see that when we look at the month supply of housing, huge increase, 4.67 months. That's a huge increase from the 2.4 that we saw in the prior 4 to 6 months, the 1.71 the prior 7 to 12 months. There is 4.67 months supply of inventory in the Overbrook market right now. That's a pretty high number, you know, in comparison to everything else that we've been looking at. And when you look at what it was like a year ago, the data for months 13 to 24 from this date, there was a 3 month period of time where it was 4.25. So maybe this is an outlier too, because that was an outlier, but the rest of that year, it was 1.25 month supply of inventory or less. So Overbrook right now has a lot more supply than it normally has. We'll have to see if that stays the same. But supply is increasing and the median comparable sales price is decreasing. So Overbrook appears to be cooling off a bit. That median comparable sales price is $385,000. It was $423,000 4 to 6 months ago. It was $418,000 7 to 12 months ago. So that is decreasing. The median comparable sales days on market, as well as the median comparable listing days on market, also are both interestingly decreasing. Why is that interesting? Well, these homes are selling more quickly than what they have been selling for, despite the fact that there's more inventory and despite the fact that the median sales price has gone down. So that's a very interesting dynamic. What that makes me think is that there are homes selling very quickly and then a lot of homes just kind of languishing on the market. As far as the median comparable list price, that has been increasing, right? Not much, though. It was prior 7 to 12 months was right at 400,000. It's now at 409,500. So a slight increase there to go along with the slight decrease in the sales price. And in terms of the sales price percentage of list price, so the percentage, you know, if a home is listed for 100,000 and it sells for 98, then this number would be 98%. Well, it's at 98.97%. Which is actually an increase. So if you're a seller, that's a number that you like to see. So really conflicting data in the overbook market right now, right? Signs of cooling down, but also signs that sellers are doing really well there. What I think that that is I think that that's a dynamic of people in that market got a little carried away, overpriced their homes, and now we've got some sellers that are you know, having homes that are just kind of languishing on the market, or sellers that are, you know, just struggling to get the price that they want for a home. Whereas those that have priced their homes correctly, those homes are selling very quickly, generally speaking, and doing pretty well. But seeing that median comparable sales price come down as far as it has is very interesting. And again, like I said before, that's something that we'll have to keep watching. All right, moving on from Overbrook. Our next one that we're going to be looking at is Greer. Specifically, the below Wade Hampton part of Greer. I didn't want to get too carried out. Greer is a huge area. In fact, I centered mostly around the downtown Greer area and the Riverside School District section of Greer. I didn't want to go into northern Greer. I didn't want to go like way south into southern Greer where it kind of butts up against Five Forks. So we kept this in kind of a small range, the area of Greer that is kind of the hottest area. And what do we find? We find that the total comparable active listings is up. So more homes now in the Greer market than there has been in quite some time. It's at 127. That compares to 92 for the prior 4 to 6 months and to 93 for the prior 7 to 12 months. What about month supply of inventory? That's at 3.59. Also increasing, so 3.59 months of inventory. If you're a buyer looking in Greer, that's encouraging that there, you know, both these numbers are encouraging. There should be more options than what you've seen in the past. How does that compare to the previous months? It was 2.23 prior 4 to 6 months and 2 the prior 7 to 12 months. So we're seeing some pretty big increases in month supply of inventory. Now, what I haven't said yet that I do need to say is that there are fluctuations in the market that are just seasonally related, right? So some of these numbers for the current 3 months are going to be higher, perhaps than kind of artificially higher because we're taking kind of the slowest 3 months of the year and comparing it to the rest of the year. But that's where if you want to look at the if you're on YouTube and you look at the prior 13 to 15 months, that's where that can be a helpful comparison. And the month supply of housing for that period of time was 1.8. So we have doubled that in just a year. So that's not an anomaly. That is actually telling us that homes are sitting longer in the Greer market right now. What about the median sales price? That is increasing. So despite all of these things that are saying that there's more inventory, all of this, prices are still going up and going up quite a bit. The prior 7 to 12 months was 315. That went up to 350 the prior 4 to 6 months. And now the current 3 months is at 362.5. And that's by far the largest number on this paper. So Greer is seeing prices go up at a really steep rate the past couple of years. I mean, if you go back 24 months, it was at 271, basically 272. So almost $100,000, basically a $90,000 increase to that median sales price in a little bit less than 2 years. So that's a big increase. What about sales days on market and list days on market? Those are both increasing. And so the sales days on market went from 7 to 9 to 16, and the comparable listing days on market went from 18 to 50, back down a little bit to 32. But that's still considered an increase because it went from 18 the prior 7 to 12 months up to 32. Now, the median sales price as a percentage of list price, that is decreasing. So it was 100% 7 to 12 months ago. It's down to 98.97% now. So that is, that's, you know, another indication that the market is softening a little bit, but we're still seeing prices go up. And this is kind of what we've seen a lot in Greenville County. When we're looking at the data as a whole in Greenville County, we're seeing a lot of indications of softening, but then at the same time, still seeing prices go up. Greer is a reflection of that. All right, moving on from Greer. Now let's look at Taylor's. Taylor's. So I put my sheet down here. Taylor's total number of active listings, as pretty much everything so far we've looked at, increasing. Not a huge increase. It's at 64. The prior two prints were both 53. So 64 comparable active listings. Month supply of inventory is 2.7. That's an increase from 1.55 at the beginning of this 12-month period. Then it went up to 1.59. The prior 4 to 6 months prior to this period, and now it is at 2.7. So month supply going up, not as dramatic as some of the ones we've looked at, but obviously still going up. What about the comparable sales price? Now, this is interesting. Taylor's going down. Taylor's is decreasing. The prior 7 to 12 months, it was at 295. Then it went to 308 the prior 4 to 6 months. Now it's back down to 275. And again, this doesn't necessarily mean that prices are going down. It could be the result of seasonality. It could also be the result of maybe smaller homes that are listing for sale or more fixer-uppers or whatever the case may be. But that is something to keep in mind. Taylor's appears to be kind of tapering off right now, appears to be a little bit slower in terms of prices and all these other things than some other markets that we've looked at. The sales days on market and the listing days on market, those are also both increasing. Sales days on market was at 13. That's an increase from 4 from the previous 7 to 12 months. And the listing days went from 11 the previous 7 to 12 months up to 34. Now, again, as we've already seen with some of these others, the listing price is actually increasing, and by quite a bit. It was $300,000 prior 7 to 12 months. Prior 4 to 6 months, it was $315,000. Now it's up to $329,000 and change. We've never had it over $315,000 up until this print. So that's a big increase. So people are listing their homes for a lot, but in terms of the sales prices are down. That being said, the sales price as a percentage of sales price is still pretty high, 99.2. Now, that's a decrease from the 100% 7 to 12 months ago and a 99.32% 4 to 6 months ago, but that's still a pretty high number. So, again, what's happening in terms of the list price being higher and there being such a big gap between the list price and the sales price, that has more to do with homes that aren't selling more so than homes that are selling, right? Because homes that are selling are getting roughly 99.2% of what they're asking in the Taylor's market. But I think that this is this is a great example of some of the conflicting data that we have. But this would indicate to me that now is a great time to strike in Taylor's just based on where the market is. There is enough indicators in here that's like, okay, the market hasn't softened too much, but we have still seen prices come down a decent bit for one reason or another. So that's an indicator that perhaps there's opportunity there for those willing to strike. All right, moving on to the next market. This market is going to be downtown Greenville. Now, for some of these, when I was running these reports, I was doing like polygons on a map to try to pick out the areas. In a couple of instances, I used a zip code. And this was one of those where I used the 29601 zip code because that is so accurate to being downtown Greenville. There's only a few areas that that come up as 296601 that to me are not really downtown Greenville. Generally speaking, that is right on point as a great zip code to indicate that you're in downtown Greenville. Okay. Total number of comparable active listings, 85. That's increasing. It was at 67, then went to 65. Now it's at 85. Now here's something interesting. Months supply of housing, 7.5. So downtown Greenville really seeing homes sitting for a very long time, 7.5 months of inventory. That is considered a buyer's market by conventional wisdom. And that's an increase from 3.27 months of inventory the prior 7 to 12 months. And if you look back at the year before, it never got above 5.39. So 7.5, very high number. And now granted that 5.39 was the same period of time, but last year. But again, we're seeing the month supply of housing increase. So we're just seeing homes that are not selling as quickly in downtown Greenville as we're used to seeing. That being said, the median sales price is at $700,000 and change, which is a huge increase from any other number on here, right? It was $538,000 the prior 7 to 12 months, $572,000 the prior 4 to 6 months, now up to $700,000. The median comparable list price, $799,000. That is increasing from the $619,000 that we saw 7 to 12 months ago, but it did go up to $930,000 the prior 4 to 6 months, and now it's tapered off. Still an increase over earlier in the year, but it's not quite as high as it was, $799,000. And this is why I think probably that that homes are, you know, not selling as quickly, right? Is, you know, why it's at 7.5 months inventory. It's because, you know, who's buying $800,000 houses right now in Greenville, right? There is a market for that. But think about, what do you want when you're buying a house at that price point? Because that's the luxury housing market in Greenville. If you're in downtown Greenville, $800,000, generally speaking, isn't going to get you like the nicest house in Greenville County, right? It's going to be, generally speaking, a small lot. It might not be that big of a house. You have to start to push above that number to really start to get to really, really nice houses right in downtown Greenville. Now, there are, you can probably get, you know, in certain parts of North Main, certain other areas that are 29601, you can still buy a nice house at that price point. It's just not going to be the nicest home in the neighborhood, right? So that's something to keep in mind. The median days on market, so the sales days on market has gone down. There, it's decreasing from 18 down to 12. The median list days on market has increased from 56 to 60. So that's not a huge increase. So days on market, we're seeing either stable or essentially going down. So things are selling quickly when they sell, but then we still have all of this month's supply of inventory. And so we'll have to see if that month supply keeps going up or if this is just a standard seasonal increase that we have this time of year. What about the median sales price as a percentage of list price? That was at 100%, which is an increasing number over the 98.18% we had the prior 7 to 12 months, or over the 98.37% we had the prior 4 to 6 months. So we're seeing the median sales price as a percent of list price. Sellers are getting what they're asking for, right? They might just have to wait a while to get that number in downtown Greenville. You might hear my dog barking in the background. I believe that my kids just got home from school. All right, moving on to the next one. The next one is kind of a big area. I didn't want to get too micro down in this area too much, right? So I included West Greenville, Sansucci, City View, Berea, kind of all of that. I didn't include Judson Mill or Dineen Mill or Welcome in this. I just included the area directly west of Greenville. And so I just want to be clear on that. So I could dig down a little bit further if I wanted to. If you guys are curious about, for me to do that, let me know. You have my contact information in the show notes, just as a reminder. But what we have here for this area that I did draw out, we have the total number of comparable active listings going up in this area of West Greenville. 91 up from 83 the prior 7 to 12 months, and 81 the prior 4 to 6 months. Not a huge increase, but was seeing a little bit of softening. Similar thing with month supply of housing. Increasing, but not a huge increase. 2.76, so that's up from 2.12 and 2.11, okay? Pricing is pretty stable too. Basically 266,000 for the current 3 months. That's up from 260 and change the prior 7 to 12. Down a little bit from the 270 the prior 4 to 6 months. But over the course of 12 months, that's increasing, albeit only slightly. In terms of the median list price, also increasing, but only slightly. It's at 275, which is up a little bit from 269 and 265 from the prior two prints that we have on here. In terms of days on market, those are all increasing as well. But again, we're not seeing massive, massive increases on any of that. And then the median sales price, we're seeing a slight decrease, 98.53% versus 99.75% the prior 7 to 12 months and 98.57 the prior 4 to 6 months. So what we're seeing in this West Greenville-ish area, Berea-ish area, is a slight softening, but things have essentially stayed the same the past 12 months. So again, there's an opportunity in that area as well, in my opinion, looking at this data, a slight softening, but essentially things have kind of stayed the same more or less the past 12 months. So that's very interesting. Now, if you go back 24 months, things have changed a lot. I mean, the prior 22 to 24 months, the median price point was at, the sales price was 226 and change. So it's a big increase now to be at basically 266. So that is something to keep in mind. At some point, we're going to see these numbers start to take off once again. But for now, it's looking pretty stable in that West Greenville-ish market. All right, moving on to the next one. We're over halfway through these. Now we're going to look at the Judson and Dineen markets, right? Very interesting area, particularly for investors. And so Judson and Dineen, what we're seeing in the comparable active listings is an increase. We're going up the current three months. Current to the past 3 months is at 27. Big increase from the prior 7 to 12 months was 9, and the prior 4 to 6 months was 16. Big increase in month supply of housing, 6.75. Big number. And if you go back to the prior 7 to 12 months, that was at 1.2, right? And then if we go back to the prior year, it never got above 3.19, but it's been going up all year as 1.2. The prior 7 to 12 months, then it got up to 4.36 the prior 4 to 6 months, then now up to 6.75. So homes are sitting a lot longer than normal. We're seeing big time softening in the Judson and Dineen markets. I mean, to go from 1.2 months of inventory to 6.75 is insane. That is over a 500% increase. So that's a really, really big increase. You know what that's telling me? Because these areas are heavy investor markets, that's telling me investors have really pulled back big time in those markets. And that is the direct result of mortgage rates, in my opinion. What's the median comparable sales price? It's increasing. Now, this is interesting here. I believe that this is probably due to new construction because it's such an eye-popping increase. 343,000 is what the past 3 months have been. That's up from 220,000 the prior 7 to 12 months and 234 the prior 4 to 6 months. So massive increase there. I think new construction has to do a lot with that because a lot of people have been building just like little spec homes and duplexes and things like that in that area. Your median comparable list price is at 300,000. That's increasing from the 250 the prior 7 to 12 months, but it's basically flat from the prior 4 to 6 months. Days on market, those are increasing. The sales days on market went from 4 to 20. The listing days on market went from 18 to 39. Again, we've been pretty much seeing those increase just about across the board. The median sales price as a percentage of list price is decreasing. This is a pretty low number, 97.25%. So the average seller the past 3 months has gotten 97.25% of what they had their home listed for. That's a decrease from 98.9% the prior 7 to 12 months. Now, it did the prior 4 to 6 months go all the way down to 96.35%. That's like recession range, right? Once we start seeing numbers in the 96s, that's when we start, basically comparing to what the market was at various points coming out of the Great Recession. So that's an interesting number. So right now, it's not a great time to sell in Judson or Dunedin, I think is the long story short of this. Those markets have slowed down considerably. Even though the median sales price is high, I'm not putting a whole lot of stock into that because all of the other numbers would indicate that the market is slowing down dramatically. And that 343 number is really an outlier. I'm not basing a whole lot off of that. Judson and Dunedin are slowing down. All right. Moving on to the next one. This one we're going to be looking at the Nicholtown / Eastover / Pleasant Valley areas. These areas were really, really hot pre-pandemic. A lot of house flippers. And it makes sense. You're close to Chanticleer. You're close to Greenville Country Club. You're close to Cleveland Park in downtown Greenville. But I think the data would indicate that this market has kind of gotten tapped out at this point. So the number of active listings increasing, but basically flat, is at 8. The prior 7 to 12 months was 7. The prior 4 to 6 months was 8. Not a whole lot of active listings in this area in general. Month supply, pretty flat as well. 2.18 as opposed to 1.75 the prior 7 to 12 months, and as opposed to 2 the prior 4 to 6 months. Here, though, is where we're really seeing the softening. The median comparable sales price, $336,000. It was $343,000 the prior 7 to 12 months. It did go down to $327,500 the prior 4 to 6 months, and now it's come up only slightly, but still decreasing for the year at $336,000. And there, if we go back to the prior 19 to 21 months, it was at $373,000. Prior 16 to 18 months, it was at $342,000. So this 336 print is a pretty low print. The median comparable list price is 369. Now that's increasing. Again, similar dynamic to what we've seen, which is list price increasing, sales price decreasing. Okay, sellers need to find their way in this market. That's an increase from 339.5 the prior 7 to 12 months. Slight decrease in the prior 4 to 6 months where it was 372. Sellers, sellers haven't adjusted quite as much as they need to, right? They went down from 372 the prior 4 to 6 months to 369, but they need to come down further than that because this market has softened. Days on market, the sales days on market has decreased. And it's really low. It's down to 3 from 8 the prior 7 to 12 months, but the listing days on market is increasing. It's up to 49 versus 31. Which is what it was the prior 7 to 12 months. And the median sales price is going down as well. 98.92%, still pretty high. But that is down slightly from the prior 7 to 12 months when it was at 99.12%. And mind you that most of the year before, it was over 100%. It did go down this same period of time last year down to 96.77%. So it's a stronger market than that. The rest of that year, it was over 100%. So we're seeing prices start to appear to come down a little bit in this little area, this Nicholtown, Eastover, Pleasant Valley area of Greenville. But there's not a whole lot of inventory for sale right now. So we have to keep all of that in mind. All right, moving right along here. Next one will be another one that I looked at by zip code. This is going to be Eastside Greenville. Zip code 29615. All right. Total number of comparable active listings is 84. That's increasing from 58 the prior 7 to 12 months and 75 the prior 4 to 6 months. The housing months of supply is going up 3.23 versus 1.73 the prior 7 to 12 months and 2.03 months of inventory the prior 4 to 6 months. So increasing, not as high of a number as we've seen some of these others. The median sales price also increasing. So Eastside Greenville prices are going up. It's usually Eastside Greenville is pretty stable, and that's kind of what we're seeing with all of these. We're seeing softening, but with stability. Okay, median sales price 7 to 12 months ago was $385,000. It went up the prior 4 to 6 months to $430,000, and now it's kind of stabilized the current 3 months at $418,750. The median list price is also increasing, $440,000, which is a sizable increase over the $410,000 that it was the prior 7 to 12 months. A little bit down from the prior 4 to 6 months when it was 447 and change. So the list price is increasing, but also the sales price is increasing. That's really, you know, if you're a seller, you want to see those two things. What you don't want to see is you don't want to see the sales price decreasing and the list price increasing, as we've seen with a few of these. In terms of the days on market, those are both metrics are increasing. The sales days on market went up from 7 to 18 versus the prior 7 to 12 months, and the listing days went from 24 to 41. The median sales price as a percentage of list price is sitting at 98.68%. That is a decrease versus the prior 7 to 12 months was at 99.29, and prior 4 to 6 months when it was at 99.77. So again, we're seeing softening, but we're seeing prices go up. This is a resilient part of Greenville County and that Eastside Greenville 29615 zip code that we're seeing there. Now, one thing that's interesting that I will mention as well is that compared to last year, the sales price is only slightly up, right? We had a 390 print, a 400 print, a 380 print, and a 338 print for the Eastside Greenville last year. But that 338 was for this period of time, right? Was for this 3 month period of time, and now it's all the way up to 418. So we could be getting ready to see a pretty big year in Eastside Greenville. We got three more here. Downtown TR, Traveler's Rest, is the next one. I didn't include all of TR. It's just too much. So I did a little bit of a polygon around downtown TR. And here's what we got. Comparable active listings, big increase. It's at 44. It was only 12, 7 to 12 months ago. It was 26 prior 4 to 6 months. Now it's at 44. So big increase in inventory. Over threefold since the prior 7 to 12 months. And we see that in the month supply as well. It's 4.89. It was only at 1.03 the prior 7 to 12 months, 2.23 prior 4 to 6 months. So big time slowdown in TR happening. That being said, prices are increasing. They were at 322 prior 7 to 12 months, hopped up to 480 prior 4 to 6 months, and now they're at 400. That 480 is an anomaly. I'm not putting a lot of stock in that. 400 though versus 322, that's a pretty big number. So that's something to keep in mind. The list price increasing, but not much. It went from 379 the prior 7 to 12 months up to 389 in the current 3 month period of time. So we're seeing a slight increase in the list price, but a big increase in the sales price. So and while also seeing just the market slow down in general. So homes. It seems like TR right now, what we're seeing is just homes are just more expensive in general, right? That market has blown up. Now TR, it's really hard to get a cheap home in TR, even with month supply and supply in general being higher than what we've seen in quite some time. Downtown Simpsonville. Again, I didn't want to do all of Simpsonville, huge area, and we've already done Five Forks, which is technically a part of Simpsonville, so now we'll do downtown Simpsonville. Comparable active listings increasing, 39 up from 26 prior 7 to 12 months, up from 17 prior 4 to 6 months. Month supply of inventory is at 5.85, pretty large number, particularly when you compare it to the prior 7 to 12 months. It was at 2.14 prior 4 to 6 months, 1.24 if we look at the prior prior, let's see here, 13 to 24 months, it was hovering between 0.83 and 2.31. So a big, big increase in supply and month supply in the downtown Simpsonville area. Prices increasing very, very slightly. This is a very this market has stayed pretty much the same the past year. Current 3 months is at 294,000. That's a slight increase from 291 the prior 7 to 12 months, and a little bit down from the prior 4 to 6 months when it was 303. So downtown Simpsonville, about the same as what it was a year ago. Median list price is at 309. That is a slight increase from the 298 that we saw the prior 7 to 12 months. Sales days on market, exactly the same. It's 8. Stable again. That was exactly what it was the prior 7 to 12 months. It was 8 days on market. Now, the listing days on market is increasing from 19 the prior 7 to 12 months up to 32. But generally speaking, I think what we can say about Simpsonville is that things are pretty stable right now. But with inventory being as high as it is, we could see a slowdown coming in the future. Great time to buy in downtown Simpsonville based on these numbers. The median sales price as a percent of list price, 99.44%. So sellers are getting 99.44% of what they have a home listed for. Now, that's a slight decrease from the 100% they were getting the prior 7 to 12 months. But that's still a very good number if you're a seller. So if you're a seller in Simpsonville, I recommend selling sooner than later because we don't know what is going to happen if this inventory keeps going up. If it surpasses 6 months of inventory, you could see some pretty big slowdowns in downtown Simpsonville as a whole. Last but not least, we have Powdersville. Some of you guys listening may not have even heard of Powdersville. It's a great part of Piedmont, basically. It's kind of right there on the line of Anderson County and Greenville County and Pickens County. You know, that's kind of where Piedmont is approximately. Now, I saved this one for last because it's one of the most interesting ones out of all of these, right? So don't say, okay, I don't care about Powdersville. No, you should care about Powdersville. Powdersville. I can't talk anymore. I've been talking a lot this episode. My voice is literally tired. All right, I got to get through this. Total number of comparable active listings decreasing, right? Decreasing. We haven't seen this very much in this show. We're at 17 the current 3 months. It was at 21 the prior 7 to 12 months. It was at 17 the prior 4 to 6 months. So we're seeing active listings decreasing. That being said, we are seeing month supply go up. It's up to 5.67%. But that's not as big of an increase as we've seen with some of these others. It's not just the number, but the trajectory, right? How big of an increase is it that we're dealing with? The prior 7 to 12 months was 4.2. So the increase from 4.2 to 5.67, not as big of an increase as we've seen. That being said, homes are taking a little bit longer to sell than what they have in the past. The comparable sales price, $450,000. That is increasing from the $408,000 the prior 7 to 12 months and from the $400,000 the prior 4 to 6 months. Powdersville is hot, okay? The list price increasing as well, $370,000, but that's only a slight increase from the $361,000 that we had the prior 7 to 12 months. And then we've got the days on market. Days on market, so the sales days on market is decreasing. It's went from 45 the prior 7 to 12 months down to 13. But this is also a very interesting one. The listing days on market is at 134, which is an increase from 128 the prior 7 to 12 months, but a little bit less than the 170 that we were seeing the prior 4 to 6 months. So that those listing days on market, that's a high number. Powdersville takes a bit longer to sell, but we're seeing inventory going down. So I think what we will see is basically what we're seeing is demand has gone down a bit in Powdersville, but not so much as impacted prices. Price is still going up. That $450,000 number is a very strong number for Powdersville. Had never been that high before. And what's going to be interesting to see is with inventory being down, with active listings being down, are these days on market going to come down in Powdersville? Very possible. Right? We have to see what's happening in this market. But right now, things are selling really well, although taking a bit of time to sell in the Powdersville market. All right, that is all that I have for you guys today. I hope that that was helpful. I hope that wasn't too dry just going through all the data, but I know I've got a lot of data junkies that are listening to this podcast, so hopefully for those of you that are in that category, you enjoyed it. Thank you guys for listening. All of my contact information is in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs, or if you're one of those agents that might need a little bit of coaching, might consider joining a team. I'd be happy to talk to you about that. My contact information in the show notes. Please, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, review, all those good things, and we will talk again next time.